Yes, what are we reading? Yes, correct. Guess which canto? Guess which story? And who is the hero? No. He is the anti-hero. Who is the hero? Prahlad, yes. A five-year-old boy is the topmost hero. So this is, as Krishna Kshetra Maharaj noticed in his book about the Bhagavatam, the classic pattern of initiation. So three big tests are happening. Three times Hiranyakashipu asks and attacks Prahlad. So this is the first time, and he is sent back to the school for re-education. This is the re-education camp. And he has the trained deprogrammers. Yeah, Shanda and Amarka, trained deprogrammers. And they asked, who told you this? From Denmark. And this is what Prahlad is replying here. By the way, did anyone ask you who brought you to that, to this Krishna consciousness? Somebody convinced you, right? Somebody must have brainwashed you. Huh? Who was it? Yeah. They think that in your sane mind, how could so, this is Prahlad Maharaj's reply to this. Sa esha atma svaparetya buddhivi. Duratyaya nukramano nirupyate. Mohyanti yadvartmani vedavadino. Brahmadayo yesha binati me matim. Sa. He. Esha. This. Atma. Super soul situated in everyone's heart. So it's this one, not that, this one. Prahlad is saying, it's this super soul. Saparam. This is my own business and that is someone else's.
This is my own business and that is someone else's.
Swa and para. Swa in tuya. Iti, thus, abudibihim, by those who have such bad intelligence. Srila Prabhupada is very kind, but he's politically correct. He doesn't say abudhi, no intelligence. He says, okay, bad intelligence. Duratyaya, very difficult to follow. Anukramanaha, whose devotional service nirupyate is ascertained by scriptures or the instructions of the spiritual master. Muhyanti, are bewildered. Yat, of whom? Vartmani, on the path. Vedavadinaha, the followers of Vedic instructions. Brahma Adayaha, the demigods beginning from Lord Brahma. He, indeed, Esha, this one, Binnati, changes. Me, my. Matim, intelligence. Looks like this is parallel to the famous Bible line, God's ways are inscrutable. Kako?
Inscrutable.
Божі путі са inscrutable. Kako? Непривідливе. It's a free, when you don't understand something, you say God's ways are inscrutable. That's how you say. Yeah? Okay. Чудност. Yeah. Okay. But inscrutable means you cannot, you know, unscrew them. I mean, it's good. You can figure out what's going on. In the first canto we have another famous, but this is similar. Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Do you have someone who knows Croatian? How do you say this in Croatian? Bože puti so. Do you have some Bible line? Nisima se opravo. Actually, I doubt anybody can find where it is said, but it's like a, you know, and you don't understand something, you say, who can understand? Persons who always think in terms of enemy and friend are unable to ascertain this super soul within themselves. This super soul, this same super soul, you cannot understand. Not to speak of them, even such exalted persons as Lord Brahma, who are fully conversant with the Vedic literature, are sometimes bewildered in following the principles of devotional service. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created this situation, has certainly given me the intelligence to take the side of your so-called enemy. Prahlad Maharaj admitted frankly what would you admit frankly? My dear teachers, you wrongly think that Lord Vishnu is your enemy, but because he is favorable toward me, I understand that he is the friend of everyone. You may think that I have taken the side of your enemy, but factually he has bestowed a great favor upon me. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Yasya prasadadagyopi sadya sarvagyatam rajasya shri chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Aganya danya chaitanya gananam premavanyaya ninya danya jana svanta maru shashvata nupatam. My respectful obeisances unto Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has brought infinite fortunate associates who, to benefit the unfortunate people of this world with the desert instead of heart, bring the flood of love of Godhead or message of love of Godhead, Premavani. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Persons who always think in terms of enemy and friend are unable to ascertain the super soul within themselves. Not to speak of them, even such exalted persons as Lord Brahma, who are fully conversant with the Vedic literature, are sometimes bewildered in following the principles of devotional service. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created this situation, has certainly given me the intelligence to take the side of your so-called enemy. This Krishna is friendly to everyone, even though it may look sometimes otherwise. They say, when somebody joins the Marines, which is like a good part of the USA Army, very strong part, we have one ex-Marine guarding the entrance to the Radha Govinda temple in Brooklyn. He sits at the reception and he just looks at people. And what was it? Where did we go? He was saying that it's not, he says, in the Marines it didn't work like this. If we were we were always supporting each other. If somebody was there, we would all offer support. So in the Marines they say that when one joins, they destroy the person. And then they build him again. Different. Better, they think. And this is the idea in many classic monasteries, and this is the idea of any character development. As, for example, when you have to repaint your car or repaint the wall, do you have to remove the previous paint? If you don't remove the previous paint, what happens? Fall off. So first, you have to take the harsh instruments and remove the old one. And it may look harsh, cruel, no? But if you don't, then the new, nice paint won't stick. Right? So therefore, sometimes it looks like something is harsh, but as Jalaluddin Rumi, a famous Sufi who sort of accepted some kind of bhakti and even accepted deity worship in some way, and reincarnation. So he was saying that, dear chickpea, do not complain that they are boiling you, because now you are useless. But when after they boil you, you will go to the table of the king. Now you are useless. No use for you. But after they boil you in sabji, nicely, then you can go to the table of the king and be useful. So, dear disciple, don't complain that some things are hard, because they create your character. They rebuild your character. And then you can go to the table of the Supreme King and be with the Supreme King. So don't complain that you're being cooked, because after you're cooked, you can go to better places. Or he says that trouble is a proof. It's evidence. Trouble is proof or evidence in the love of court, the proof of love in the court, where you can prove that God loves me by showing your trouble. So they will say, no, God doesn't care about you. He doesn't care. He is completely indifferent to you. Just like Taittiriya Upanishad says, if somebody thinks that God is not there, that God thinks you are not there. And this is much better, much worse if he thinks you are not there, if he ignores you. So they will say, God doesn't care whether you are there or not. So you say, no, look, I suffered. Oh, really? When? Oh, there. Uh-huh. And here. Oh, okay. Maybe he loves you. So he says, just like the housewife takes the carpet, hangs it outside, and beats it with a stick. Hard. Who has beaten a carpet with a stick or a special? Did you hate the carpet? Or sometimes mattress or something else. I don't know what did you beat. You didn't, right? You wanted to make the carpet better, cleaner, right? So in the same way, sometimes he's beating the carpet, but it's not because he doesn't like, it's because he likes you. He wants you to be better, cleaner. And we say, no, let me keep a little, this is my dust. Don't remove it. So then what will happen? He'll have to beat again. So when it comes, you, what's the best strategy? Say, okay, let it go. fly, my dear dust, fly away. Let me be cleaner. So just see Prahlad Maharaj, how many troubles he has gone through. So do you want to be a Mahajan? Okay. wait a minute. I thought Mahajan means you are happy, no? But look at Prahlad Maharaj. He was boiled, he was thrown to the snakes, he was thrown from a mountain, Mishra Prabhu. Some mountains. And he was cut with spears, pierced with a spear, so many, 100 different. He was thrown into the ocean, put into the fire. So many ways he was attacked. Of course, maybe Prahlad Maharaj personally didn't have to get rid of some troubles, but you can see that his example shows the glory of bhakti and protection of Narasimhadev. So, therefore, when Narasimhadev appeared, you know, and ripped apart Hiranyakashipu, even Lakshmi, they say, "Hey, go talk to your husband." She says, "I'm not going to him. I have never seen him like this. What is this?" So they look at the 5 year, all the demigods, you know, Kartikeya, the biggest general in the universe, the top general in the universe, Indra. They all say, "I'm not going to talk to him." So what do they do? Little boy, they say, "You go. He came for you. You go talk to him." And he's not, because they say Narasimhadev was still angry, and he was still looking angry. But as soon as Prahlad comes, he smiles. He smiled very happily. And then Prahlad gives very beautiful prayers. So that's coming after a few chapters. So here he tells, this is one of the first replies from Prahlad Maharaj. Here Prahlad Maharaj is saying that actually he is kind to everyone, even to you, demons. Don't think that he is not your friend. He's also your friend. He's a friend of, he's the best friend of every living entity. In fact, this is one of the shocking points from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. We are going to be in prison as long as we do not accept that Krishna is my friend. As long as I accuse Krishna or criticize Krishna, okay, he's friend to him and to him, to her. To me, I don't know. Okay, yesterday he was a friend. I got a nice ice cream. All right. But today I'm not sure. Do you still have some ice cream? No. See? We have? Okay. Maybe today also. Maybe also today. But sometimes I'm not convinced. I think, no. How can this be friendly from Krishna? But as soon as we understand that, actually, Tateno kampam susamikshamano bunjana evadma kritam vipagam hridvagvapur bhirvidadan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadayabhak. So as soon as we see everything as Krishna's mercy, As soon as we are grateful for everything that Krishna sends our way, then you are free, immediately. Same moment, you are free. As soon as we thank Krishna for everything, as for mercy, then immediately you are free. Very simple combination on this lock. Krishna, your mercy. That's very easy. Theoretically. But when something happens, you think, how can this be mercy? There's some mistake. Some in the system, they miscategorize my file. They put my file on the wrong pile. That's why this happened. Some mistake must have happened. So we keep blaming Krishna. Sometimes not even for ourselves. There are good, nice people who are angry at God on behalf of others. We think, why does Krishna give so much trouble to these people, to this person, to these animals, to these something? And these are good people. If you feel like, if somebody feels like this, this is good actually, right? Means person is compassionate to some extent. But this is one single biggest cause of atheism. Criticizing God for unfairness or injustice and for being unkind. He's either unkind or unjust. Unkind or unfair. This is the main criticism. And it's not sometimes easy to see how he is fair or kind. Not easy. But you can see Prahlad has no problem with this. So three obstacles are here. According to Vishnachakarya Thakur. The first, if I think this is mine, this is not mine. This is me, this is others. So third canto says, as long as you think that this is mine, this is not mine, you will be afraid in this world. There will be fear in this world. Then some do study the Vedas. Again, if they study the Vedas, if they do not accept bhakti, they will also be bewildered. They will not understand. And the third, even they do bhakti as Lord Brahma, still sometimes it's difficult to figure out. So he says it's mercy. It's mercy of Krishna, mercy of Narada, and it's all mercy, favor. It's Krishna's favor. And this Krishna is very merciful to everybody. So that's our life's mission. To be able to say that thank you. To learn how to say, how to act gratefully, how to speak with gratitude, how to say thank you, and the ultimate, how to feel thank you. How to feel thank you. This is the ultimate mission of our life, to feel thank you to Krishna and to all the devotees. Then Krishna will reveal more and more. Then if we always feel thank you, thank you, thank you, finished. Material existence is finished. The door is open. The door out of the material world is open and we can go to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Yes, you can say thank you, Krishna. He finished not so late. Sridhananda Maharaj makes a joke that eloquence is to finish before people would ever hope you would finish. Hare Krishna. Obviously no questions, right? Luca. Huh? Okay, Luca.
Yes, naturally. You said that we should see like every situation like the voice of Krishna, but and you also said that in theory that's easy, but to realize it's very hard. So how to sometimes realize some disturbances, something that disturbs us, and we know that actually this in theory we know, we say to ourselves, this is Krishna's mercy, you know, this is good for me, but we don't realize it. Still our mind is disturbed, still we are disturbed with these thoughts. Completely realizing that and we also act from these thoughts which arise.
Okay, so sometimes we understand theoretically, but we are disturbed. It's the question of the focus. Where you focus. And this is the question of training your mind. So mind control, meaning EQ, emotional quotient, how you're able to direct your emotions. That's the idea of mind control. Focus. Urmila Devi is always suggesting to use, I forgot what's the name of that app, to deal with pain, chronic pain. Chronic pain. And how it works by refocusing your attention on something else. Do you know that statistically, people after 60 are happier than people all the other ages, statistically. They made some studies. If you survive till 60, then just look at Mishu Prabhu. But, on one hand, on the other hand, I'll tell you a horrible thing. Sometime after 40 or 50, everybody has something that pains in your body. Is it true? Is it true? Chronic pain. You wake up in pain, you go through the day in pain. Bhrijan Prabhu says, somebody told me after 50 you will have some source of pain in your body. I thought, come on, I'm doing exercise. No, it's for them, not for me. And then 50 came, oh. But they are happier. I mean, like, subjectively. Why? Because they know where to pay attention. Yeah, there's pain. So there's always something. So we learn to focus our attention on what matters. On what matters, right? That's the idea of training. You learn to focus on what matters. Shall I tell you the famous story of the Miami shootout? It was 1992, right? Miami shootout. Big overhaul of all the armament in FBI and US police force. Before that, they were all using, you know, these snub-nosed 35 police special, small revolvers and whatever, small caliber, 38. And then in 38, in 92, they had a bank robbery in Miami. And they caught them, and they were like three cars, they outflanked them, and they caught them, they stopped them. But they were, I think, one was ex-Marine and one was some other ex-soldier. So they shot them, I have to check, I think 12 times. And five of these wounds were fatal. They were dying. Basically, they were already dead but still moving. But because normally this is enough. One wound is enough. But because these guys were trained, they still managed to shoot five of the officers, police and FBI officers, and kill. Even they took away the guns of these police officers and kept shooting and before they died. Because they were trained, okay, so the lungs are finished and I will be dead in 2 minutes, but I have 2 minutes. I still have 2 minutes. And they used these 2 minutes. They kept going. So they were basically dead. I mean, 5 fatal wounds. But they just kept going. And they killed, they shot, I forgot how many, 5 officers. With their own guns. They took away some of the guns. So after that, there was a big change. They changed to a higher caliber. Nobody's using 38, except as a backup weapon on their ankle or something. It's they use 9mm or 45 or something, some heavy. That's one shot and poof, the person is flying to the wall. So what was the idea? These people were trained to focus on what matters. Not that, if you shoot me in my small toe, I say, I'm finished. And I fall down and say, sorry, don't hit me, don't hit me. Yes? But these guys were trained. You shot, okay, keep going, who cares? Your legs are shot, who cares, keep going. Your lungs are shot, who cares, keep going. Don't pay attention. I'm not saying that this is what they did was nice. I think they were also discharged on some, I don't remember this whole story. But it's an illustration of the power of focus, trained focus. So what we are doing, we are trained to focus, refocus, redirect our attention. And then your emotions and prana and everything else will also follow. So when you try to focus, you understand theoretically, right? So basically there are several currents in our mind. Lazy current, active current, knowledgeable current, or current of clarity. So it takes some effort to keep, to the better side. That's what we are at least try to write. It's a simple exercise. It's a very simple exercise, and many of us have done it. Write down 10, 20, 100 thank yous. Or make it a daily exercise. Write down 100 thank you, 10, at least 20 thank yous. Thank you, Krishna, that I have pain here, but I can be with devotees. Thank you for this trouble, but I can reach Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you for this, but you are training me in tolerance. Thank you for this, but you are training me in meditation. And see what happens. Your muscles grow, and you become like a tough marine that is shot 20 times and keeps going. And you, as a soul, you can't be shot like Prahlad Maharaj. He was boiled, cut, thrown, drowned, and he kept going. He said, thank you, Father. He was really... this is the baddest than the baddest marine, in the... It was not just, he didn't just kept going. He was very best of demons. Yes, Father. Where did you get your power? Same place as you, my Father. He didn't become angry. He didn't become insulted. So that's by the power of proper focus on Krishna. Okay? Hare Krishna.